Good morning, everybody. I hope you could hear me clearly. I want to welcome you to our Sunday morning Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer Shir. So, Be'ezus Hashem, today we're going to be talking about the earliest age to get married. Last time we learned that there's an ideal age to get married, maybe 17, maybe 18, maybe 16, and maybe even 14. The Gemara told us that if somebody would have gotten married when he's 14, Amir L'Satan Gira Be'enecha, I would tell the Satan, arrows in your eyes. So, adjust the direction of this screen. So today we're going to talk about the absolute earliest age for marriage. And really the shaila is there kiddushin for a katan? That's really going to be the shaila. So there's going to be two ways to see the question. Number one is, could there be kiddushin d'oraisa for a katan? And if we assume that there cannot be kiddushin for a katan, then will there be kiddushin for a katan midrabanan? And we're going to see some fascinating things. We're going to have some machlokuses, of course. And then we're going to try to end with some geshmak lamdus on how to resolve resolve the machlokas. So I'm going to share with you the screen. Hold on, please. Let me just get into share screen mode. Okay. If anyone sees somebody who's usually on our shir, not on today, you're welcome to send them a text message because that the time changed. Feel free to do that. Okay. Great. So I shared you on the screen, and the title of the shir is there a condition to a katan from the Torah Midrabanan? So first, let's look at this Gemara in Yevamis. Gemara in Yevamis, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, asks, Maishna katan delo takin rabanan nisuin? Well, that's pretty telling. That means that the Gemara is telling us, that a katan doesn't have nisuin d'rabanan. But look at the contrast. V'cheresh takinu l'rabanan nisuin. I actually knew of a case where there was a fellow in Flatbush who had a son who was completely deaf, deaf-mute, and has a mamash adin cheresh in all respects. And as he got older, he was, a little bit different, even socially, because obviously growing up deaf-mute, you're going to be different socially. But as he got older, he wanted to get married. There was another deaf young lady who I think also from Flatbush, and he wanted to get married. And I remember the family was very nervous because he can't really take care of himself or a family properly. And I remember they went to, some Adam Gadol, one of the Gadolim in Eretz Yisrael. And he told the family that it's not fair that he shouldn't be able to, if he wants to get married, it's not fair that he shouldn't be able to get married. And indeed, this Cheresh got married. So look at this Gemara. This just was 20, 30 years ago in Flatbush. Look at this Gemara in Yevamis. How come a katan chaz chalmen did not make a takana d'rabanan for nisuin? V'cheresh takinu le'rabanan nisuin. A Cheresh, there is nisuin, at least on a d'rabanan level. Why is a Cheresh? Yes, they were misakin nisuin, but for a katan, there is no nisuin that chachamim were misakin for a katan. What you see clearly is two points. Number one, you see for this Gemara that there is clearly no nisuin d'oraisa for a katan. That's pretty evident. Number two, you see that there's no nisuin d'rabanan either for a katan. But wait, this is only nisuin. Is there going to be kiddushin perhaps? That we'll have to look at in a moment. Answers the Gemara, what's the difference between a cheresh who does not get anything, even a midrabanan, and a katan who does? Answers the Gemara that it really depends on what his future is going to be. Cheresh delo asi lechlal nisuin. A cheresh from a d'orais level will never have the opportunity to get married. So, like this Godel told this family in Flatbush, let him have the opportunity, at least on a d'rabanan level. Takin rabanan nisuin. But a katan, he's 11, he's 12. What's the big rush? Wait till he's 13. He has nisuin d'oraisa when he'll be 13. So what do you have to do it now? What's the rush? The Chacham saw no need to create this new mitzias of a nisuin d'rabanan for somebody who anyway, in a year or two, will anyway be able to become married on a d'oraisa level. Look at what Rashi says. Rashi says, fascinating, for the Cheresh, who anyway will never have the opportunity to have Nisuin, so Chachamim wanted to give him the opportunity to have Nisuin d'Rabbanan. Why? Look at what Rashi says, Kidei Shelo Yevatel, so that he shouldn't not have a future, so he shouldn't have the Yevatel, means from Pruravu. meaning I don't think he has a mitzvah of Puruvah because he's a Chayrish and therefore he's probably definitely his Pater from mitzvahs, but let him at least be productive in this world. Let him be productive in the most literal sense, bear children, so that he shouldn't be batel. Maybe it's not from the chiv of Puruvah, but at least he'll be productive with his life, which is a sentiment I can understand. So for that reason, Chachamim don't want people feeling or being unproductive in their mitzvahs in this world, and therefore they're willing to create this nisuin d'rabbanan to allow him a context to get married, to have children, even though midoraisa, there is nothing there, because he is not bound by Torah law as a cheresh. Fine. Asks the Gemara a very quick question. Wait a second. Why are you telling me that a katan does not have nisuin? After all, v'arei katana da'asi l'chal nisuin, we know that a katana will, when she becomes of marriageable age, can't marry her off. It's a kin rabbanan nisuin, we know that even if it's not on a doraisa, not if her father marries her off, but a katana could, her brothers could marry her off. There's maimer, not maimer, her brothers could marry her off on a drabbanan level. Says Gemara, no, girls are a little different. We're going to create the opportunity, the context midrabbanan for her to have a marriage, even if we wouldn't do so for a boy. Why? Very simply, very practical. Hasam shelo yinagu ba minag hefker. If you have an unprotected, girl who could be taken advantage of, we don't want to allow that situation. Obviously, every generation and every culture has its own vulnerable populations. We don't want to have such a vulnerable population and have the young girls, susceptible to be taken advantage of. And therefore, we'll definitely make nisun for a katana, just to protect her. But for a boy who we're not really worried about, we're not going to make any nisun drabanan. So what you see here right now is that although there is nisuin for a katana, there is nisuin on the drabbanan level for a cheresh, there is nothing that Chachamim wanted to create for a katan. So if we stop here, a katan does not have even nisuin drabbanan. And this is similarly echoed, on some level, in a Mishnah, in Yevamis. Of course, we know that if a person dies without children, then his wife will fall yibum. However, it says, for a katan, nasa isha v'meis, if a katan marries a woman and dies, his wife is not really his wife, and therefore she doesn't need yibam. Harezu p'tura, meaning she doesn't need yibam because she wasn't really his wife, so there is no yibam. Look at Rashi. Rashi points out, wait a second. He's over 9 years old. We know that over 9 years old, biyasa biya. We know that in Hilchas Yichud, once a boy is 9 years old, his biya does have a din biya. So if he has a din biya, then why shouldn't there be nisuin? Isn't that what nisuin's about? Says Rashi. Af al gad de biya so biya. Nevertheless, kiddush of enam kiddushin. Ve'ein kinyan katan klum ad shiavi stei Cyrus. That's when it comes to kiddushin and kinyanim. He's a katan and whatever he does is meaningless halachically. However, aval biyavama hol uzukukale shavyuha rabbanon kemaimer. When it comes to a yavama, then, since she's already connected to him, then his marriage, his kiddushin to this woman could be like Maimer. Okay, hold that. Don't worry about that. Look what the Gemara says here. The Gemara says, Tanina laha, why are you telling me that if a katan marries a girl and he dies, she doesn't have to get yibam? What do you mean? Didn't we learn this already? Tanina laha, the Tanra bana shote v'katan shenasu v'mesu. Okay, the answer of the Gemara is not important to us. What's clear is that we have a Mefurish, a Mishnah, and a Mefurish, a Braisa, cited by the Gemara, that a Katan does not have marriage, does not have the capacity to create a Nisun. Okay, so if we'll stop here, it sounds like the earliest you could get married is the day after your Bar Mitzvah. Comes Tosfos on that very daf in Yevamos, Tosfos in Sadi Vav Amud Beis, when the Gemara says that if you marry a katan, marries a woman and he dies, she's pater from Yibam because there was no marriage, he asks Tosfos, look what his question is. V'yafagav. I'm sorry, don't look at what his question, look what his comment is going to be. V'yafagav delota kin rabbanan nisuin lekatan, even though we saw there is no nisuin for a katan. Listen to this. Mikomakom omeri deleka isura. Even though Chachamim did not make nisuin, there is no iser for a katan to pretend he's married and to have bia. Dulo chashiva bias znus. Is this wild? a 12-year-old boy has no marriage potential in halacha, neither d'oraisa nor d'rabbanan. They did not create nisuin d'rabbanan. And nevertheless, the bia is permitted as a 12-year-old, and not only is it permitted, does hasnit ken biasnus. It's not considered a biasnus. Not only that, Rabosai, look what the next line of Tos says. Umitzvah nami ika lahasi isha livno katan. Not only is there no iser for this katan to have bia, not only is that bia not considered a biasnus, even though it's not for the purpose of marriage. Did you ever hear something like that? It's a bia that doesn't create marriage. It's an extramarital bia, but it's not called znus. Wow. And not only that, but that bia could be a mitzvah, or the marriage could be a mitzvah, even though there is no concept of marriage. Umitzanami ikalahasi ishlev no katan. As we'll see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Let's look at this Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is telling us crazy things. That after it's a given that there's no marriage, and nevertheless, even though there's no marriage, we're still saying that you should marry your son off while he's 12 or 11 years old. Let's see this Gemara. How can you marry your son if there's no such thing called marriage? This is very complicated. This is very confusing. If there's marriage, so marry your son off. But if you tell me there's no marriage, neither midoraisa nor midrabanan, so how in the world are you supposed to marry your son off? And if you do marry your son off, then that's bias nus if there's no marriage. So how can you tell me there's no nus and that it's a mitzvah? I'm totally confused right now. So let's start unraveling this situation of a katan's status for marriage and for bia. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Vavam and Beis has a list of things that are appropriate, inappropriate, and things of a list of things that are appropriate. Amrav Yehuda Amrav, if somebody has a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old daughter, and he marries her to a 65-year-old guy, right? He's a billionaire, and who's looking for a young girl, and the fella says, "I'll give you my 11-year-old daughter. I'm happy to take, give me a few parts, a nice hefty chunk of your billion, and you'll have my pretty young 10, 11-year-old daughter." So the Gemara says, that's terrible. Hamasi is as bitul katan. Let's just skip to the next line. That's a violation of Levman Sos Haravis Hatzmeya, Lo Yehova, Hashem Eslachlo, without getting into what the drasha means, but it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. But look at the next line. Similarly, what else is a terrible thing? Hamasi isha livno katan. You marry off your son, he's 11 years old, he's 12 years old, he's not bar mitzvah yet, and you marry him off, that's a terrible thing. I'm assuming part of what's terrible is that he doesn't have a yetzahara, he doesn't have a taiva, and you're introducing it to him. Why? Like, why, if somebody has a yetzahara, has a taiva, has a desire, it's okay, you have to deal with it, and perhaps marriage is the way to, get him married. I understand that. But he doesn't have that drive yet. He's 11 years old, and you're introducing that to him? What are you doing? That's terrible. That's the first line of the Gemara. He asks the Gemara, Meisve, I'm going to challenge you from the following Braisa. Look at this Braisa now. The Braisa now talks about a father who is a good father, was an upstanding, responsible, caring father. What is an upstanding, caring, responsible father? All of you, right? You married off your children, right? Look at how old you should have done it. V'hamajich banav avnosa b'derech yishara, somebody who leads, who guides his children in the right way. V'hameisian samach lepirkan, and who marries them off, from the word nisuin, before their samach lepirkan, let's assume that means before their age, meaning before their bar or bas mitzvah. Allah hakas of Omer, on such a father, the Torah says, V'yadata ki shalom ahalecha, you have a house of peace, u'pakadata navecha, and you take care of your home, navecha is your home, v'lo sechata. This is a braisa that says that it's a beautiful thing for a parent to raise his children properly and to marry off his son and his daughter before their bar or bas mitzvah.
Maybe it's after. Who says it's before? It's samach.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Usually in Chazal, the word samach, you're thinking the word samach in the sense of adjacent, but usually, as we see in various other areas of halacha, like samach le, by in Arvei Pesachim, samach le mincha, you're not allowed to, samach usually means before, typically. Samach means preceding. But hold what you're saying. I'm not going to discount what you're saying. But I'm just saying, from generally, the word samach in Chazal means prior to. not adjacent, possibly meaning after. But you're saying that maybe it means, you know, within the first 6 months after Bar Bas Mitzvah, that's the ideal time. And I hear that. Hold on to that. Don't throw it away yet. Either way, the simple pshat is, oh, wait, I have an answer to you. Because otherwise the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. The Gemara is asking a stira. The Gemara says, the first brisa says, the first line of the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, you shall not marry your son, who's a katan, to a woman. And the Gemara asks, and that's contradictory to say that somebody who marries them, samach lepirkan, is bad. According to you, there's no stira. Yeah, it's also to do it beforehand, but samach lepirkan means a little bit after the bar mitzvah, and that's okay. So you see from the Gemara's juxtaposition and contradiction between these, the clash between these two chazals, that's not an option. Samach is understood to mean prior to, before. Okay, so we have a contradiction. One brisa says you cannot, it's disgusting for you to marry your son before bar mitzvah to a woman. And the other brisa says that it's a wonderful thing to marry your son off samach lepirkan before his bar mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you the answer to this contradiction. It depends when. Samach lepirkan shani. If it's a little bit before his bar mitzvah or her bas mitzvah, then it is appropriate. And Rashi explains very, from a psychological perspective. We're not talking about an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old. We're talking about a 12-and-a-half-year-old boy, or a 12-year-old boy. What's the problem? The problem is that a woman will be not satisfied if she had to be married. She'll you know, in her intimacy, she won't be satisfied by a boy, by a little boy, won't be able to satisfy her. If she's going to get, you know, she knows that he's going to become mature in a half a year, nine months, a year. So she's not going to go and be mizan in the interim because she's not getting satisfaction from, you know, from her new husband if he's so little. You know, it's just a half a year away. Don't worry about it. That's the Gemara's answer. So what comes out from this Gemara? What comes out from this Gemara is that you're not supposed to, first of all, we saw that there is no such thing as nisuin. Nevertheless, even though there's no nisuin, it's still a good thing to marry your child off, at least if it's right before their bar mitzvah. If it's very early before their bar mitzvah, it's a disgusting thing. If it's within, as Rashi says very specifically, a year, a half a year to a year before the bar mitzvah, then it's considered a positive thing. But still, there's no nisuin. We saw that Gemara explicitly. There's no nisuin, neither d'oraisa nor d'rabanan, but you could still marry him off, and it's a good thing if it's within the year before his bar mitzvah, because you're taking care of your family. I think that's what...
Sorry, how can a little boy get married? A little girl, a father can marry off d'oraisa. How about a little boy?
You're saying if there's no nisuin, neither d'oraisa nor d'rabanan, what does it mean that the father's marrying him off? If we say there's no institution of marriage, what does it mean that he's marrying him off? You're asking if Tosa says Lota Kina Rabbanu Nisuin Lakatan, right? There's no Nisuin. There's no Kiddushin. I guess the father introduces him to the girl and moves them in together. They move into the same house for the purpose of marriage. Does he do an act of an Asinas Tabat? Does he give a ring? Does he give her a Kesef? A Shtar? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. I'm not sure. Let's assume he does, just to make it, you know, just for the just for the photographer. Either way, halachically, we said it's meaningless. What? I mean, I don't know what you gain by saying. I was thinking that also, but I don't know what you gain because the Mishnah and the Gemara told us earlier that there's no kiddushin or there's no nisuin. Okay, maybe until now all we saw is that there's no nisuin, but maybe kiddushin there could be drabanan. We saw the Chazal said. In the Gemara Yevamos, the first source on my page, which I highlighted for you right now, Katan lo takin rabbanan nisuin. So it's mefurish chazal that there's no nisuin, certainly d'oraisa, not even d'rabbanan. You're saying maybe there could be kiddushin d'rabbanan. That's possible. I don't know. You're raising a good question. But what we do have. Well, the nisuin doesn't happen all in a matter. You're saying maybe he does a kedushin 6 months, and then half a year later, when he's a bar mitzvah, then they'll do the nisuin. The problem is, I like what you're saying, Misvara, but it doesn't fit into the Lashon of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, look what I highlighted, Hamasian Samach Lepirkan. Right? Masian is who does Nisuin for them. He doesn't say Hamikad Shan Samach Lepirkan. The Gemara says that he does Nisuin for them before their bar mitzvah. Okay, so again, where are we holding? We're holding with the situation that there's no institution called Nisuin for a katan, no matter what. Not Doraisu, not Rabbanan. If you give your son away to a woman, to a wife, early when he's young, when he's 8, 9, 10, it's disgusting. Once he's 12, it's a great idea, and it shows that you really care about him. That's where we're holding right now. So, you know who raises the question on how are we reckoning all this? Tosis in Sanhedrin says, wait a second. How in the world could you say that when you're 12 and a half, you should marry off your son? I think this was might be Mr. Saad's question, but Kasha, how can you marry? How could the Gemara conclude that you should marry him off Samach Lepirkan? What do you mean, Kasha? Damrina, and we said in the Gemara Yavamis that Kadal Lota Kinuleni Suin. So there is, if there's no Nisuin, then it has to be Biasnus, right? So how could it be that so that you should do, you should marry your son when he's 12 and a half, marry him off when he's 12 and a half. But there's no Nisuin. What are you basically doing? You're teaching your son promiscuity. You're teaching him how to be a Mizana. How could that do it? It should be Bilas Nus. If there's no Nisuin, so what's there are only two things in the world. There are two kinds of Bias that I know of. There's Bias that create Kiddushins that are part context of Kiddush and Nisuin, Bias that are part of marriage, and every other Bias in the world, which, as far as I know, is a Bias Nus. So how can you marry a 12 and a half year old son? It's Bias Nus. Answers Tosis. You know why? The katan shesiu aviv isha ksuvasa kayemes. Oh, interesting. Tos is introducing a totally new idea. He says, there's no institution of marriage beforehand, but there was a ksuva. Again, when this father married off his son at 12 and a half, there was a ksuva. And when he turns 13, that ksuva will click in, you know, to be chal on a doraisa level, I guess, that binding power of this contract, this ksuva contract, will be locked in on a doraisa level. And therefore, since there's a ksuva, it's not considered biasnus. What's the lumdus here? It's an extramarital bia. There's no marriage, neither doraisa, nor drabanan. But we're saying, and the father's told, go ahead and do it. It's a great thing. But it's not snus because the ksuva will work. I think what you're seeing from here is a new animal that we've never really encountered in Shas. What we're seeing from here is that if there's a bia, that even though it's not part of a marriage, but is going to be part of something that will become a marriage later, and the bia right now is protected in the sense of she could have the bia confidently knowing that there's a ksuva to protect her financially and this boy is not going to throw her away, which is the reason why Chacham were misakin a ksuva, right? Whenever I marry off a chazan and kala, I always say, why did Chacham institute the concept of a ksuva? Shelo yehei kala bein of lahotziah. If I know that when I want to have bia with the woman, I can't marry her for the night and throw her away the next morning after I got what I wanted because it's going to cost me $30,000, Chacham, by creating the ksuva, ensure that a woman could go into every marriage enter every marriage with the confidence that my husband's not trying to get from me what he wants and then throw me away. Because if he does throw me away, he's going to have to spend $30,000. And most men don't want to do that. So therefore, when she goes into the marriage, she knows with confidence that he's here for the long haul. Otherwise, he would not have signed his name on the dotted line of the ksuva. Well, the chasen doesn't sign, but Adam signed. He would never have committed himself to the ksuva. And therefore, if he commits himself to the ksuva, she could be confident, as Chazal say, that he's going to stay married to her for a long time, a long, long time. And she goes into the marriage with confidence. So what do you see from this tosis? That even if there's a bia that's not part of a marriage, but it's part of a relationship that will become marriage, and it's not enough. Hold on. It's going to become part of a marriage. Automatically, not because they're going to get married. You're going to ask, I know maybe somebody's going to ask, oh, what happens if you have a guy who's engaged to his girlfriend and they have bia and it's going to become marriage. No, here it's going to automatically become married. The second they turn bar mitzvah, you know, there's going to be a marriage. And there is a ksuva. If you have these factors together, the bia is not called a biasness. Yossi, what was your question? Right, it's not only a potential, it's more than a potential, it's that it's on track. It's not just, it has the potential to maybe yes, maybe no. No, it's on track that this will turn into a bia of marriage, into a marriage. Okay, we have to finish up now. Let's try to get to the finish line. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam... seems to argue on Tosfos. He's going to review two or three of the Chazals and then end up opposite of everything we said. Mitzvah Chacham Sheyasi Adam Banosav Vanav Banosav Salchapirkan. You should get them married off right before their Bar Bas Mitzvah, because you don't want to have them have Hirhurim or evil improper thoughts, you know, right when they turn 13. Va'aser Lahasi Isha Lekatan Shezek Kmo Znusi. So maybe the Rambam is saying you should marry them off next to Samach Lepirkan, but he says you can't marry your son while he's a katan because it's like snus. So maybe Samach Lepirkan means like what Mark Gold said, it means right after they get married, right after their Bar Bas Mitzvah. Okay, but what I want to focus on is this line. The Rambam is saying clearly that if a katan, presumably even a 12 and a half year old, will be married to a woman that is snus. And Tosfos said explicitly, the line right before this Rambam, Delocha Shabilasnus. We have a raging machlokas. What is the status of this bia before bar mitzvah? Is the bia before bar mitzvah that, again, it's supposed to be part of a marriage or will become part of a marriage, but Lamaisa, it's not in a marriage. So is it biasnus? The Rambam says it's biasnus. Tosfos says it's not biasnus. Seems to be a machlokas. So the Beis Yosef quotes this machlokas and says, we have a big machlokas whether this bia of a katan before marriage is biasness. Let's jump all the way to the Shulchan Aruch. And somebody's phone is not muted. I ask you to just mute your phones. Okay. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, how do we paskin? Am I supposed to marry off my 12 and a half year old son or am I not supposed to? Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah al kol adam sheyisa isha ben shmona asr. Fine, that was last week's shir. V'hamakdim lisa ben yud gimel mitzvah min hamivchar. The best thing is to marry your son when he is 13 years old. Aval kodem yud gimel lo yisa dehevi kiznus. What is he saying? I believe he's saying like the Rambam. Not like we were learning in Tosfos that you should marry him off before 13 and it's not biasnus. He says the earliest you should get married is 13. And if you do, and the bia is anything before he becomes bar mitzvah, it will be biasnus. Like this more stringent opinion of the Rambam. Now, by the way, I know and you know that we're not going to marry off our children. And those of you who married off your children are definitely did not marry them off when they were 13. I know that. You know why? It's not because you don't follow halacha, or we're not going to follow halacha. The Pesach Tshuva points out, Kosav Ri, Ubedoros Elu, in our generations, Nechleshu HaTvayim. Our consistency is just weaker. We have a weaker consistency. Vinish Tanu HaDoros. So things are different. In our world, we live in a different world. You don't have to run and rush to get you married. Your son graduated elementary school. It's got to find him a shidduch. You know, we're not in our community. We can't do that. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah Hachas and his tzava says. That it doesn't. That's not what we do now. But let's now try to finish up the shir with two ways. Until now, I presented that we have machlokas rishonim. Whether or not, if you marry off your son before bar mitzvah, is that a bilasnus or not? And the Shulchan Aruch says that it is a bilasnus, like the Rambam. I'm going to present two ways in the Achronim that maybe we could somehow resolve this stira or this machlokas, and maybe we could figure out how there could be a biyasinus before bar mitzvah, or maybe not be a biyasinus before bar mitzvah, and there won't be a machlokas rishonim, Rambam against Tosis, if there is or isn't. And I'm going to share with you a beautiful answer. Look what the Pisrei Tshuva suggests. I think it's Knesset Yechezkel, probably, Shemechalik im aviv masio. Ayin b'tshuva is Knesset Yechezkel Shemevar al-pi svarzu delo pligi klal hatosus v'rashi im ha-Rambam v'tur v'shulchan aruch. We're going to explain what he means. He's going to set us up that I have a way to explain that there will not be any machlokas between the Rishonim whether or not there's a bias nus before bar mitzvah, and whether or not you should marry your son off in that few months or that year before bar mitzvah. Look at this. Dibidikta kosu hatosu. When Tosu says that it's not bias nus, you know what he wrote very, if you look at his words carefully, Dibidikta kosu hatosu lo chashu bilas nus perish bitzad habi'ila. When is it not be a snus? And when is it a mitzvah that a katan should get married before his bar mitzvah? Perish? Aviv. If his father marries him off. You hear that? If your father marries you off, then it's good for you to get married before bar mitzvah. Then it's not a be a snus. What about the Mishnah that said that there's no marriage to a katan? That's when you could have marriage. And that's what V'chein Hadoris Rishon Avan Shishlam Hayu Masin Livneihem, the fathers would marry off their sons. Masha'en Kain, however, if you look at the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, when it says it's Asur to marry off your son before Bar Mitzvah, and the Bia is a Biasness, that's talking about what? When you're very precocious 12 years old, goes out to hang out in the park and picks up some girl there in the park and takes her and rents himself an apartment somewhere on his own, that's called biasnas. Masha'en ki loshna tur v'shulchan aruch says, kodem yud gimel lo, not that you shouldn't marry your son off, but lo yisa, you shouldn't get married. Perish, hu atzmo b'lo aviv. That's the havikiznas. The Pisrei Tshuva, quoting this Acharon, says, when is there a bias nus? When is that you can't marry your son, well, that your son can't get married? That's when he's doing it on his own. However, when a father marries his son off, then it is not a bias nus, and then it is an appropriate thing and a mitzvah to do because the father's marrying him off. What's the difference? What's the difference whether I do it by myself as a 12-year-old or my father marries me off? Very simply. Because as a katan, I can't write my own ksuva. That's the difference. And therefore, when I meet up with if I'm a 12-year-old boy, 12 and a half-year-old boy, and I meet up with I find myself a girlfriend somewhere, and I take her, and I, you know, find myself a place to move into, there, even if I'm 12 and a half, a week before my bar mitzvah, that's going to be bias nus. You know why? Because I don't have the money, I don't have the wherewithal, I can't write a contract, I can't write a ksuva. And since I can't write a ksuva, there's no marriage. The bia is a bia's nus. She doesn't have the confidence. So what's she doing in her involvement with me? It's not a confident marriage relationship. She has no idea if I'm going to throw her away tomorrow because there's no ksuva. Mash'enkin, if two families get together and they decide to marry their kids one to another and the father of the boy is taking care of it, there's going to be a ksuva. The father could obligate himself to the obligations of the ksuva. And there'll be able to be a marriage that will not be znus even before bar mitzvah. Beautiful, beautiful teretz. So there's no machlokas. If you have a father marrying off a son, then there is a ksuva, and therefore it's not bias znus and it's a mitzvah. If you have a child marrying himself off, that's znus. There's no ksuva, so it's znus, and it shouldn't be done. Beautiful, beautiful coming together of everything that we learned with this one suggestion. But I want to finish up with one more mahalach, which is not so different. The Bach. I'm not going to go through the whole Bach because I have to leave 5 minutes ago. The Bach says, I'll just show you the main line. It's not the fact that there's a ksuva. The Bach says the same distinction, whether a father marries a son off or a son just does it on his own. So it's not the ksuva that the Bach focuses on. Look what I highlighted. Da aviv milamdo shelo yaaseh l'shem znus umadricho b'derech yishara. When a father brings his son to a chuppah, even if he's 12 and a half years old, this boy, the father is educating him, teaching him about the responsibilities that a man has to his family, the ideas of commitment. It's not a fly-by-night thing that a kid who's doing things on his own is just getting involved with things that he shouldn't get in, that he's not mature enough to get involved with. Therefore, the Bach is saying the same chiluk between if the father marries you off or if you marry yourself off. If your father marries you off, he's going to do it responsibly and teach you the way to take care of a family and to do so with caring and being concerned with your wife's emotions and take care of a family. B'derech Yishara, that's educating your son. Okay, so you could do that education when he's 12 and a half. But for somebody on their own, then the earliest time, they shouldn't do that. Anything before marriage will not be in the right perspective, the right context, and then it would be considered to be a znus. And that's what's going to be Chazal looked down on. That's what Chazal don't want to happen. Okay, so that's the perspectives on the... That's perspectives on when...